You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Mets your first listen every day. Locked On Mets is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Now, this is almost the second part or continuation of Friday's podcast, where I talked about whether the Mets should trade for Jose Ramirez or sign Chris Bryant. Obviously, you sign Chris Bryant, you don't have to give up any prospects to acquire him. Jose Ramirez is going to take a trade, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. What will it take to trade for Jose Ramirez? In the first segment, I'm going to detail the trade chips the Mets could have that they could use in this deal, going through what is the most favorable for the Mets, which would the Guardians most prefer. Then in the second segment, I'll start to go through some potential trade packages, these being a little bit more in the Mets' favor before we get to the last segment. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to make a trade, a lot of times it has to hurt. Otherwise, it's not realistic. And that's where we're going to get into talking about trading Brett Beatty for Jose Ramirez and what that type of package would ultimately look like. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets and about baseball at justbaseball.com. So let's start off with the most obvious, right? What blue chip prospects could be on the table for Jose Ramirez? I'm taking Francisco Alvarez and locking that chip up. You're never trading that guy. In my opinion, that's as untouchable of a prospect as you're going to get. I also think when it comes to JT Ginn and Matt Allen, the Mets should be holding them out as well, because this is a farm system that is really thin on pitching right now. So if you're going to talk about the blue chip prospects that should be on the table or could be on the table for Jose Ramirez, it's Brett Beatty, it's Mark Vientos, and it's Ronnie Mauricio. Obviously, Mark Vientos is probably the most likely to be moved because he doesn't have a clear position moving forward. He's also the closest to the big leagues. You can see a team like Cleveland being interested in Vientos because they could slot him into their lineup as soon as next season, and he could at least give them approximation, and I say approximation, maybe bold that, a very small approximation of some of the power they're going to be losing with Ramirez. I don't know how interested they'd be in that because of that lack of a defensive position, but that would be the blue chip prospect the Mets would be most willing to trade. Ronnie Mauricio, we'll get into a little bit more as we discuss these packages, but when you have Francisco Lindor already on the big league roster signed for another decade, that makes your shortstop prospects a little bit more flexible to be moved. And I do think that while he has a very high ceiling, maybe the highest ceiling of those three players, the floor is concerning. You could see him dropping off entirely. He has some holes in his swing that I don't love, strikes out a lot, doesn't get on base a lot. Those could be concerning, but he still has a lot of value. So maybe the Guardians, who probably were asking about Mauricio last year for Lindor, would still be interested in him this time around. Then you get to Brett Beatty. And Brett Beatty makes the most sense in this trade, in that similar to last year when the Mets traded Amed Rosario and Andrés Giménez, they would be getting a player who plays the same position as the one they're giving up in Ramirez, and a prospect that could be considered a top 20 prospect in baseball, depending on which scouting site you look at. For just baseball, I believe we did have him at 21, if I'm not mistaken. So a really good prospect. Let's get into some of the other players, though. So you got the MLB players, right? David Peterson, Tyler McGill, to me, fall into the same class as JT Ginn and Matt Allen. Not that they are considered to have the same trade value by any stretch, because those two are still prospects that it's almost like when you drive a used car off the lot, or you drive a new car off the lot and it becomes a used car, right? That's what David Peterson and Tyler McGill are. But for the Mets, they need that pitching depth. So while Cleveland could ask about them, I would hold on to those guys. Then you get to JD Davis, Dominic Smith, and Jeff McNeil, the guys that everyone's trying to trade this winter. Jeff McNeil clearly has the most value. We'll talk about that in a bit. JD and Dom are basically pieces that don't entirely fit your roster right now anyway. So, of course, the Mets would be willing to move them, but they could still have value to a team like Cleveland. Then you get into some alternative pieces, right? You got Khalil Lee. Now, he just led the AAA East League in WRC+, which measures hitters based on a league average of 100. His weighted runs created plus of 162, 62% better than the league average hitter in the AAA East League. He also led that league with a 451 on base percentage. So the Mets could sell high on him this offseason. They just signed Nick Plummer, a prospect that fills a similar role in their organization now. They're both top 10 prospects for the Mets at this moment. So Khalil Lee could be on the move as well. The one thing I'll say, we did see him on the big league roster, struck out 13 times and 18 at bats. If he comes back up and is terrible, that trade value will plummet again. So it could be smart to move Khalil Lee this offseason, although I still think he could be the Mets' fourth outfielder next season as well. You got Thomas Cipucki. He did not have a good little tiny cup of coffee with the Mets and also dealt with injuries once again. He has yet to throw 65 innings in any season of his professional career, but as a left-handed starter who has shown some promise, the Guardians, who clearly have this great pitching development program, might see some value in Cipucki, so he could be thrown into a trade. You got Carlos Cortez, Jalen Palmer, potential super utility guys at the big league level once they eventually graduate. You know, maybe higher floor, lower ceiling type guys. You'd be okay throwing those guys into trades. You got Robert Dominguez, just turned 20 years old, a top 10 prospect according to Baseball America. They actually have him at number 9 in the Mets farm system. Has a fastball that's already touching 96. Again, very young. Big range of outcomes with him, as well as Calvin Ziegler, a prospect I don't think the Mets would want to trade. They really valued him very highly when they drafted him second in the 2021 draft. I don't expect them to move him, but I expect him to be a pitcher that the Guardians are interested in. And being that far away from the majors, he just turned 19 in October, the Mets aren't going to, if that's the piece that pushes a trade over the finish line, they wouldn't be that averse to it. So that just gives you a general baseline of the different pieces that could be moved in a Jose Ramirez trade. The main chips, in my opinion, are those six players that we talked about, the three prospects, the three MLB guys: Jeff McNeil, JD Davis, Dominic Smith, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, and Ronnie Mauricio. Question is, which machination of those players gets a deal done, and is that worth it for Jose Ramirez? And that's what we're going to be talking about in just a minute. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device to let you catch the game live, another lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching your sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the other good stuff you're missing? Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all of that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, so let's get into some trade offers that the Mets could extend to the Guardians to acquire Jose Ramirez. I'll start off with my first baseline offer. You want Mark Vientos and Dominic Smith for Jose Ramirez? Now, hopefully they don't just laugh and hang up the phone. Mark Vientos, hey, I think he's going to be a really nice player. I'm actually going to talk, when we get into the Beatty part of the discussion, about why I think the Mets hanging on to Vientos and trading Beatty is not the worst thing, because I really believe in Mark Vientos' bat. But the entire part of my initial discussions with Cleveland is trying to drive up the value of Brett Beatty, trying to make it so if I put Brett Beatty on the table, I have to give up as little as possible with that to get a deal done. So I start off with Vientos and Dominic Smith. They don't want that. I'll throw in JD Davis. two major league players. You get a prospect that can be on your roster next year. Hey, you're trying to build around young pitching. That could be three players in your starting lineup in 2022. Should we call into the league? They're going to say no. From there, I said, all right, well, do you want Ronnie Mauricio instead of Mark Vientos? And then I go through that same process of JD, of Dom. Let's just see if I can get that done. If I could get a deal done for Jose Ramirez where the main blue chip prospect I'm giving out is Mark Vientos or Ronnie Mauricio, I'm hanging on to Brett Beatty. Again, that's a home run. So you start there. Now, I imagine that they probably are not going to be that interested and that this is where the discussion can start to change. The one thing I'll say when it comes to looking over Cleveland's roster when trying to present these offers as I was going through what they did this past year, that lineup was dismal. Outside of Jose Ramirez, you didn't have much of anything. No one on that roster had an OPS over 750 outside of Jose Ramirez. You know who the second best player was on Cleveland this year? Amed Rosario. He had a very 2019 season. He hit 282. He led the team in hits with 155, had eight more hits than Jose Ramirez. Slugging percentage about 130 points lower. A lot of singles for Amed Rosario, but still, this is where the Mets major league players could be of value to Cleveland because they still won 80 games. So if they were to get JD Davis, Dominic Smith, Jeff McNeil, all these different pieces, it would help them next year, but you're not going to be trading Jose Ramirez for what's going to help you next year. It's about the future. That's where it comes to the prospects. And I don't know if they're going to be completely bought in on a trade for Ronnie Mauricio or Mark Vientos, unless they're getting Jeff McNeil in the trade, because Jeff McNeil is the piece that, when it comes to the major league players the Mets have, makes the most sense for this Cleveland team. A guy that's super versatile. So as your prospects are debuting, as you're trying to build out your team, he can be shifted all over the place. But a former all-star, somebody that is under team control for three more years, Jeff McNeil, he won't be entering free agency until his age 33 season. So he would be very open to a team-friendly contract extension. Cleveland can give him a five-year deal. Doesn't even have to be a ton of money. I don't want to shortchange Jeff and say $30 million, but it doesn't sound entirely crazy. If you're talking about buying out 3 years of arbitration and 2 years of free agency, maybe a little bit more than that. But point being, that is a player that they can get that would be cost-controlled, that would be a nice starting player for them, that could be an all-star, was an all-star. He's not going to carry a lineup like Jose Ramirez, but Jeff McNeil is still a really good player that I think still has some trade value. So that would start to open the door. Maybe you could get a deal done. All right. So let's just say we're talking a McNeil plus Vientos or McNeil plus Mauricio type trade. That might even be enough to start to open a dialogue where now you're throwing in JD and Dom, or you're throwing in Khalil Lee and some of those minor league prospects, some of those lottery ticket arms. Who knows? Maybe that does get a deal done. Last year, I did not think that Amed Rosario, Andrés Giménez, Isaiah Green, and was it? I'm 99% sure it's Joshua. Hold up. Okay, you know what? I apologize to Josh Wolf. This is a problem I had ever since the Mets drafted him in the second round. I always wanted to call him Zach. I don't know why. Is it Josh? Is it Zach? It is Josh, but I never thought that Josh Wolf, Isaiah Green, and Andrés Giménez and Amed Rosario was going to get the Lindor trade done, and it did. So maybe they would be open to Jeff McNeil, Mark Vientos, Khalil Lee, and Thomas Zabucky. I just don't think that they would be, but maybe they would. I could be wrong. And if that's something that happens, I'm all in on that. You know, when it comes to Mark Vientos and JD Davis, I think they're very similar players. So if Mark Vientos is going in a trade package, I'd want to hang on to JD Davis for my MLB roster because I think the Mets bench is getting pretty left-handed heavy with Dominic Smith, Robinson, Cano, depending on how you build out this team. So having JD around, I think, is good for the Mets if you don't have Vientos. Personally, I like to see JD Davis shipped out this offseason, regardless of if it's a Jose Ramirez trade or just in general, because I'd like that door to be wide open for Mark Vientos to have a place on the 2022 Mets as that right-handed masher off the bench slash DH type player who can get some playing time at third, some playing time at left, you know, however they can get him some at-bats. But getting back to this package here, you know, if it's Jeff McNeil, Ronnie Mauricio, and JD Davis, Okay, that's something that's interesting to me. You're giving them a potential all-star player in Jeff McNeil for the future. Ronnie Mauricio, high ceiling, blue chip prospect. JD Davis, you know, high floor hitter for their MLB roster. Jeff McNeil, Mark Vientos, now I'm hanging on JD Davis, and Dominic Smith. That's an interesting start to a package that I think maybe opens a dialogue that could lead to a trade. At the end of the day, when you're looking at all of these different packages, the Guardians are going to want a blue chip prospect that can turn into the next Jose Ramirez. And that's why it gets back to Brett Beatty. All roads are going to sort of converge and lead to that, because this is a player with more trade value than even Lindor had last offseason, because Jose Ramirez is under control on a team-friendly deal for the next 2 years. They can shop that, and any team in baseball can be in on this. The New York Yankees have a great farm system. Why wouldn't they be in on Jose Ramirez? You could just name your team. The Dodgers, why wouldn't they be in on Jose Ramirez? Why wouldn't, I don't even know, the Astros, if they have a good farm system and they want to put Bregman at shortstop and have Jose Ramirez replace Carlos Correa for the next 2 years. I'm just saying they can open this up to the league and really have their pick of the litter. Last offseason, the Mets were able to get a better deal for Lindor because of his impending free agency and this idea that it would take a $341 million contract to keep him long-term. That certainly impacted the trade value. This is going to cost more, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt to acquire Jose Ramirez, but it might be worth it. And I'll talk about what Brett Beatty packages could get a deal done, whether that's worth it, in just a minute. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, even better than a candy bar, and that is Built Bar, which is filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor and covered in 100% chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, low in sugar, low in net carbs and fat, but high in protein. So you get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need when you're busting down those mall doors or battling all the holiday shoppers, or if you're just standing in an endless line. Built Bar can give you that extra little something that'll keep you going. Throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. And if you want, here's a little special tip for you. If you want to cozy up, have something nice and warm, while you're getting that piping hot cup of cocoa, dip your Built Bar into it. Let it melt a little bit. Give your beverage a little bit of that Built Bar flavor. Plus, you get a nice melty Built Bar to go with it. Although, from personal experience, I would suggest having a couple napkins on hand if you're going to try that delicious treat. If you want to try Built Bar today, go to Built.com. Make sure you use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. So let's get to the part of this podcast I've not been looking forward to, the idea of trading Brett Beatty for Jose Ramirez, because honestly, this is the most realistic trade package to even begin to discuss. Brett Beatty, a prospect that Cleveland can look at and really sell to their fans, really believe in as a Jose Ramirez eventual replacement, someone that can carry a franchise in 3 years. For 5 or 6 years. That's what they want in Cleveland. They need those players who are cheap because of how they choose to run their team, that are under team control, that can be above average, potential, eventual all-star contributors. And I think they're going to view Brett Beatty in that light more than they would view Mark Vientos or Ronnie Mauricio. Now, the entire purpose of the last segment was me trying to pitch ideas like I was Billy Epler to also drive up that value of Brett Beatty, knowing that eventually we would get to this stage in the discussions where you'd present Brett Beatty as untouchable and then you finally put him on the table and try to get a deal done from there and try to work off of that. Now, if they want Ronnie Mauricio and Mark Vientos on top of already including Brett Beatty, I nix that. I say, no. If you want to maybe talk about Mauricio and Vientos together, That might be where we'll go, but we're not going to go much beyond that when it comes to other prospects. Maybe we'll do Vientos and Mauricio with Dom or something like that. But no, if you're getting Brett Beatty, That's it when it comes to the top prospects. Don't expect anything else on top of that when it comes to our blue chip guys. You want Khalil Lee? All right, we'll have a discussion. But Brett Beatty puts Vientos off the table for sure, because now we need that. And it would also put Mauricio off the table as well. So that is where I begin the Brett Beatty discussions. Then you start to throw in other names into the package and see if it makes sense. If they're really invested in getting Brett Beatty, now the conversation can pick up. So now you say, all right, well, we'll go Brett Beatty and Dominic Smith. If they don't like that, you throw in JD Davis. If that's the trade, if that's the major framework, Brett Beatty, JD Davis, and Dominic Smith going to Cleveland, they get two players to slide into their team next year, one for the future. I love that. Even if you had to throw in Thomas Cipucci or somebody else along those lines to fill it out, they want a lottery ticket pitcher arm. That's okay with me, because I still have Mark Vientos. I still have Ryan Mauricio. So I'm still holding on to a good amount of my blue chip prospects. And Dominic Smith and JD Davis, as we've already discussed, are players that you're sort of getting close to moving on from anyway. While they still have value to other teams, they can still be really good players in this league. I still believe in that. You're definitely comfortable moving them. Here's where we get to the trade that really makes the most sense to me on both sides. Where if I pull any Mets bias out of it, what would Cleveland want? What would make sense for them? What would allow them to actually give up Jose Ramirez and trade him to the Mets when they can trade him to any team? Think about it. That's the value. Other teams can be in on this. It's a Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty trade. That's what makes the most sense. That, because it hurts. If it hurts you, like I said, then it makes sense. Then it's realistic. And you have to decide if that's worth it to you. If you believe in Jeff McNeil enough that he can be part of this team moving forward, if he can be an all-star again for the New York Mets, then you shouldn't even be on the phone for Jose Ramirez anyway. But if you're getting to the point where that clubhouse thing is real, where you think that you should probably move him because he doesn't jive with Francisco Lindor, and Jose Ramirez would be a much better fit for your clubhouse chemistry and weighing on 2022, then you're comfortable moving Jeff McNeil, and you're also comfortable moving Brett Beatty, because Jose Ramirez replaces Brett Beatty. He's going to be your third baseman again for the next 7 years. So then that's okay. That's my focus point. So now I'm trying to give up as little as possible beyond that. We already said JD Davis and Dominic Smith are pieces that you're comfortable moving because they don't entirely fit your team, but you also don't need to trade three pieces from your big league roster to get Jose Ramirez to bring one in. So now maybe I'm trying to hang on to one of JD or Dom while I'm getting Ramirez. And that is kind of dealer's choice. But again, if I can hang on to Mark Vientos in this trade, I look at Mark Vientos and say, well, he can play the JD role. So now if I can hang on to Dom in this, and Dominic Smith can still be part of my team moving forward as a potential future trade chip, if he can rebuild his value, or just a nice piece, you know, getting some playing time from Pete at first base, DH. If you have to throw him in the outfield, you can. Hey, Billy Upper likes guys that can play on the dirt and the grass. Dominic Smith technically can do that. So, all right. You know, maybe now we're talking Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty, JD Davis, maybe one more prospect. Maybe it's a Bucky. Okay, you're getting somewhere. So that is the basic outline I'd be looking at here. A Brett Beatty, Jeff McNeil trade makes a lot of sense. And I think that should be enough to really get the conversation moving, where you don't have to give up another player that really hurts on top of that, where you can hang on to whichever players you value most. I don't know how the Mets value Khalil Lee or Carlos Cortez or Jalen Palmer, but you can start to dictate the terms more if those are the two big pieces on the table. Because again, Cleveland can look at that trade and say, well, Jeff McNeil on our current team can be an all-star, can fill a lot of roles for us, can be signed cheap. We can keep him around. Brett Beatty can replace Ramirez in a year or two. Maybe that is the best offer they have on the table. It always comes down to which blue chip or which top end talent you're getting in a trade. And then some of the other pieces that get thrown in are, you know, the lottery tickets. And I think if you get to a point here where the net result is Jose Ramirez is on your team, you still have Mark Vientos, you still have Ronnie Mauricio in your farm system, you still have Francisco Alvarez and all those other untouchables I talked about, I think this is a move that you have to seriously consider. Because if you're talking about what your starting lineup could look like, what your roster could look like, Jose Ramirez, Francisco Lindor, and Pete Alonso in the same midfield for years to come. That's pretty amazing. The outfield right now we think is pretty set with Mark Canha, Starling Marte, and Brandon Nemo for at least the next 2 years. That's pretty solid. Eduardo Escobar having a role on this team, getting a lot of at-bats. He can be your second baseman if you want. It just, the team makes a lot of sense that way. And then, like I said, I'm so high on Mark Vientos. If they can hang on to Mark Vientos on a team that still has Jose Ramirez, I think that fits very well. I think that he can get his at-bats as a DH, teach him how to play a corner outfield spot, and just let the kid rake. So that's where I'm at right now. I think the most realistic path to acquire Jose Ramirez is a package that starts with Brett Beatty and Jeff McNeil, and hopefully doesn't require much more on top of that when it comes to the blue chip players that you're really trying to hold on to. So it's up to you guys now. Go in the comment section on YouTube. Tell me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan, what do you think about these trade packages? And we're going to get somebody on this week as well to give a Cleveland perspective, whether they would take any of these deals or if there's something better they're looking for from another team maybe to trade Jose Ramirez, where they can get maybe a prospect package just a little bit more enticing. Anyway, that's going to be all for today's episode of Locked On Mets. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan. Follow the show at Locked On Mets. Thank you for making Locked On Mets your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, check out Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by Aram Layton. Locked On MLB Prospects is the best place to go to learn about the stars of tomorrow. You can follow Locked On MLB Prospects wherever you get podcasts.